Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is a familiar face to Chicago theater audiences. Usman Ali spent a few years here in Chicago after college, performing in shows like Disgraced at American Theater Company, Metamorphoses at Looking Glass, and The Jungle Book at the Goodman. He's won an Obie, a Jeff, and even a Pulitzer Prize for his work in Disgraced. And now he's transitioned to Hollywood. He's got a recurring role in HBO's Veep as one of Selena Meyer's love interests, and he plays a studio executive on the new show Nobody on TV Land, executive produced by Melissa McCarthy, just to name a few of the credits. Ali is not just an actor, he's also a poet, and he joins us tonight on The Download. Usman Ali, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You know, it's funny because I was only able to mention a couple of the credits, both for your television and film career, but, you know, your theater career. Because after college, you came to Chicago a couple years back, and you really had a formidable career in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I did. I was really fortunate that, you know, I started off at Looking Glass as an intern, actually, an education intern, because after I received my master's degree, I came out to Chicago. So this was about December of 2006. And, you know, just the experience of working there and getting to see how a you know, not-for-profit theater is run and meeting the people over there, it really is sort of where everything began for me. It gave me access to a lot of people. And I always tell people the funny story about how I got my start was that I went to general audition as a non-equity actor for Looking Glass and Steppenwolf. And, you know, I sat there waiting to be seen at this general for about, I think, 10 hours or so, to 10 hours. It was a long time, all morning, all afternoon. My turn was next. I didn't get to go in, but they said, hey, you know what? You can just come in and say hi to the casting directors. So I went in and Phil Smith recognized me. He was the casting director for Looking Glass at the time and recognized me as an intern of theirs. And he told Erica Daniels, who was the casting director at Steppenwolf, that, oh, this is Usman, and he's a really great actor. Well, Phil had never actually seen me perform. but it was a nice thing for him to say, because once he said that, Erica looked at my resume and said, oh, you know, I might have an audition for you. And she called me in about a week later to audition for a play called Tranquility Woods by Joel Drake Johnson. It was part of their garage theater show. Mm-hmm. And I got the role, and that sort of got the ball rolling for me. You know,
some of the credits that I mentioned, I mean, The Jungle Book or Disgraced. I mean, Disgraced was such a huge hit here in Chicago, remounted as well. Talk about being involved in the work that you were here and how it formed you as an actor today, because Disgraced is one of those plays that continues to be one of the works that people remember here in Chicago, not just here, but wherever it's produced. Talk about that. Talk about being involved in not just the Chicago scene, but a play with such influence.
You know, I think it's something that being a Chicago actor, you have the opportunity to do that you might not find elsewhere in the country, which is to really start work on a new play and sort of from the ground up. You know, when I first got Disgraced and I met Ayad, it was sort of just an incomplete play that had a lot of interesting themes to it. And our production at American Theater Company, we were able to just sit down and sort of grind it out, you know, figure out what works, what doesn't, and sort of build the play from what it was on the page to what you finally saw on the stage. And I know that the playwright, even after our production, continued to change it. But I think where we got it was really important and is sort of the basis of what the play is at the moment. So, yeah, you know, I think just those opportunities in Chicago where you could be in a rehearsal room and sit there with the playwright. I mean, there were times when I'd be sitting in a room with Tracy Letts and Anna Shapiro and, you know, these rather large names in the theater nationally. And to be able to just dissect their work in sort of like almost a much more egalitarian way than you will find in film and television, where everyone has input and something to say. Those sorts of experiences, what they do for you as an actor is they allow you to think critically, you know, about the work and about the world we live in and what you bring to the table as an artist, you know? And that's not something that you always get an opportunity to do in other places. And Chicago is sort of this place, like an incubator almost for new plays, you know? And that experience is essential, I think. I always tell young actors that it's important to go somewhere where you can actually work, not necessarily become a star or anything like that, but just have opportunities to sit down and figure out what kind of artist you are. And I think that's a really crucial part of being an artist in Chicago.
Well, for you, I mean, you've had such a career, you know, not just on television, as we were talking about the theater, but also in poetry. When you came to Chicago and you left to move to New York, but also to work in Los Angeles, what kind of artist were you? I mean, what did Chicago bring out of you that still stays with you today?
I think the most important thing is to be prepared and to be ready to work. You know, Chicago certainly has this blue collar mentality about it that not only exists in in the regular workforce, but in the arts as well. You know, and the idea that you should always honor the story you're telling. You know, everywhere I've gone, it's important for me to find out what the logic of the playwright is and what the logic of the character is. And whatever you can do, you have to figure out a way to make your character sympathetic to an audience. You know, I've had experiences where I've oftentimes played characters that were, you know, initially not so likable, or an audience might not feel sort of a kinship to, or characters who they do like, but it suddenly does something terrible, as in Disgrace, where he, you know, physically assaults his wife. But I learned very early on here that, you know, you as an actor, you have to find out the logic of that character and find a way to get your audience on your side, you know. And a lot of that comes from knowing that the answers to everything that you're looking for as an artist, as an actor, almost everything you can find in a script, you know, in the writing itself. You don't have to work too hard on creating something that isn't there, you know.
Right.
So I think really I left here as an actor who put a lot of faith in writers and directors who were on the team with me, that, you know, to treat them with a level of respect, that they're coming from a place of knowledge and intelligence, and hopefully that they'll do the same for me. And that was something that I was lucky to have, was to be working with playwrights and directors on shows like Labyrinths of Chad Deity, and who understood that I had something to offer. Yeah. You know?
Now I think of the roles, the two that I mentioned at the top in Hollywood, Veep, of course, mm-hmm. You're hilarious in Veep, and it's quite a triangle that's been created. But also, you know, mm-hmm. with Nobodies, I mean, you play a studio executive. Mm-hmm. You know, you've had the opportunity to jump into some pretty meaty roles in Hollywood. Did your time in Chicago prepare you for that? Because a lot of times actors come out of Chicago and they don't get the opportunities that you're getting just right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. I think I left at a level of confidence, you know, in my ability. And I think that's a crucial part of when you come out to Hollywood, where there's so many actors, and when you come out here and you're really competing with a lot of people, it's important to have a level of confidence in who you are as an artist and an actor. And I have to say that every time I speak to a casting director, I'll say 90% of the time in Los Angeles, when they have an awareness that I've come from Chicago, it's almost like they breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief, you know, that they're, okay, well, this is an actor who gets what we're doing here, who will show up on set and will know what you know, be ready to work, you know, have mm-hmm. his lines down, which I have to say, it doesn't always happen in Los Angeles,
right.
You know, that actors show up on set with their lines prepared. You know, Chicago also has a great improv scene, and I wasn't necessarily involved in it, but I think some of that comfortability with improvising is part of the ethos of this city, and that's very helpful too when you're out there auditioning for certain roles. You know, with Nobodies, my audition was pretty much like 10 to 15 minutes of just improvising with the three stars of the show and Melissa McCarthy in the room as well. So just having a comfort and confidence in who you
yeah.
are. I think some people come out to the city very young and they're not there yet. You know, they haven't developed. I really think it's important to make that move when you're a bit more mature. So, you know, I came out here probably at the age of 32 or 33 and to Los Angeles. And I certainly felt even older than that in terms of just my spirit. But I felt like I was ready to be here. You know, I think if I'd come out here in my early 20s, it might have, you know, chewed me up and spat me out.
We're talking with Usman Ali. He is an actor, a former Chicago mm-hmm. theater actor who has recurring roles both on Veep on HBO and Nobodies on TV Land. Both of those shows are highly based in improv and are almost come from, and you've also done Curb Your Enthusiasm, but the idea of using improv as well as the writing and scripted out, do you find that interesting for you as an actor who has done so much with the written word and even with your poetry that you've ended up on two comedies that really rely on improvisation?
I know, it's really interesting, isn't it? Because I certainly, as an actor who went to school for acting and then so much time in the theater, you do sort of take the playwright's word as golden, right? You have to make sure, you know, there's not much room for changing things, you know, and a good actor is somebody who really honors the written word. But yeah, you know, to make that transition to these shows where so much of it is improvisational was interesting for me. It was certainly about shifting a gear, and so much of transitioning from the stage to the screen is about flexing a completely different muscle. You know, it's a different style of acting, And you just have to, sometimes that adjustment can be a little bit more difficult, but it's always helpful. In my case, I was very lucky that for both Veep and for Nobodies, you know, the environments that I was working on were incredibly collaborative and welcoming. You know, they went out of their way to make me feel important. You know, that it's very easy sometimes in Hollywood to be on a show where, you know, you're a guest star recurring and they're like, well, who's this guy? He's not important because he's only here for a few episodes. You know what I mean? So I was fortunate that I was working in these two high caliber shows, but that they created an atmosphere where they made me feel valid and welcome and took my suggestions on board. And, you know, it can be nerve wracking to make a suggestion sometimes to somebody like Julie Louis-Dreyfus or David Mandel, who's our executive producer, but they create an atmosphere where you can do that. And, you know, conversely, I'm also on this other show on Netflix called A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yeah, of course.
And we're in our second season right now. But that show is very structured, you know, like these are the lines and this is how we have to get the lines out. And our showrunner, Barry Sonnenfeld, is very much about, like, you know, get those lines out fast and with a certain rhythm to them. So that, in some ways, feels like theater again.
It's interesting, your career, because you have been somewhat of an activist to making sure that there's more diversity in Hollywood. That's something that I read a couple of times. But, I mean, for you to be involved with the Netflix show, to Nobodies, I mean, you found a way to avoid the typecast. As someone of Middle Eastern descent who automatically go into Hollywood, and we've talked to other actors on this show, have talked about, you know, all you can get cast as is is a terrorist or a villain. To find yourself in a position where not only can you advocate for diversity, but you're actually walking the walk in the way that the roles that you're playing aren't necessarily typecast roles that are usually reserved for people with brown skin.
You know, it's sort of an exhausting process because you have to, like you said, talk the talk and walk the walk. But I think what was important for me was very early on in my career, I sat down with my agents and I said, hey, these are the roles I know are going to be coming to me, and I'm happy to go over them on a case-by-case basis. But there's certain things I'm just not going to do, or I'll most likely not do, you know? And I think there's a lot of power for artists in saying no sometimes, you know? In my career on television and film, I think I've played a quote-unquote terrorist one time on one television show. And it was at a time, and I never judge people who take these roles because you never know what the person's personal circumstances are, you know, at the time. And I was in a place where I was like, well, this is a gig that I need, you know, it will help me out financially. I need to do it. So I did it at one time. And I remember that when I was on set doing it, I felt awful. I felt like, how are my parents going to react to seeing me playing this role? And I said to myself, this is the first and last time I'm going to do this. And I've had also the luxury of being able to fulfill that promise to myself, you know, because I've been going in for these sorts of roles that are not ethnic specific, quote unquote. I do think there is a change also happening in mainstream Hollywood where roles are opening up to people of color. It's incremental at times, you know, but it's happening. And I think the more you can, more opportunities that are available, the more we can actually show producers and audiences that there is room for, you know, representation and diversity on the screen. And sometimes it just takes that one gig. You know, the first time I was on Veep, that opened up the doors to so many comedies. It was like that happened. And suddenly, from being an actor who never got seen for comedies, I was always going in for drama. I did one episode of Veep, and then all of a sudden, A Series of Unfortunate Events came in, and Nobodies came in, and then the Curb Your Enthusiasm. So there's, it's interesting how sometimes it just takes one of those things to open up the eyes of the people who are making the decisions. You know?
Yeah, that's interesting to think about. Usman Ali is my guest tonight, an actor who spent some time here in the Chicago theater scene. He's got recurring roles in HBO's Veep, as well as Nobodies on TV Land and A Series of Unfortunate Events, the Netflix series. Usman Ali, thank you so much for taking some time out. And when you get back through town, we'd love to have you in studio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Congrats on your career,
too. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's always great to talk to people back home.